Sleeper Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
Today's show is sponsored by NewAmsterdam.com. You have brilliant ideas every day, right? Business ideas, project ideas. Maybe you thought of a sleeper you might want to add in your fantasy football league. But do you write these things down? Well, action creates success. So get a notebook with style. Never forget these inspirations again. Check out the durable, sleek notebooks you'll want by your side every day at NewAmsterdam.com. That's K-N-E-W. Amsterdam.com. Check it out today. Welcome to the Sleepwire Show. Today is November 10, 2017. I'm your host, producer Steve. With me today, Prophet Hussein and Dirty Jobs Mike. And first of all, I just want to stop real quick. Want to thank all of our veteran listeners and fans for their service this Veterans Day. You know, sometimes we take our freedoms for granted. A lot of the time we do that. But we want to make a special effort this weekend to appreciate you guys and gals who are in the service, in the military, who have been. We want to thank you for protecting those freedoms that we enjoy every week.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely thank you for your service, guys. Appreciate you keeping us safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We couldn't do this if you guys weren't doing that. So much appreciated.
I know for sure we had one. I think we had one call to mail sack from a guy who was stationed in Japan. I believe he was in the military. Right. Don't. I wish I remember his name, but so we you know, fantasy football. It's a great activity, a great distraction in life for us here and for you guys abroad and you guys and girls abroad. So thank you for listening and thanks for your service. All right, so we're at the do or die weeks here in fantasy football world. Fantasy playoffs coming up, and week 10 is a pivotal one for most of us. We are going to break down these games this week, give you the starts and sits, and a bunch of sleepers with upside so that you can win this week and roll into that championship playoff week. First of all, though, let's get to the news. All right, the first news item up today, Ezekiel Elliott's emergency motion has been denied by the Second Circuit Court. So with tomorrow being a federal holiday, I don't think he's got a lot of time to put this in front of the entire circuit court, the entire Second Circuit, or even the Supreme Court. So I'm pretty sure 100% he's missing this week at least, right?
Yeah, I think everybody's getting ready for Turkey Day, preparing, you know, getting their affairs in order. I don't think they're going to be thinking about Zeke much. So, yep, I think it's safe to say he's going to be serving at least one or two.
Everything I've looked at looks like it's going to be around the beginning of December before they actually revisit this case. So I'm not too sure if he's not going to play for the next few weeks, possibly. Although we've seen him jump through hoops before and he's got out of it before. So I'm not counting him out 100% yet. But
everybody, I'm guessing everybody probably missed out on the Alfred Morris, Darren McFadden pickups. But at this point, maybe Rod Smith still floating out there on the waiver wire. Does he make a smart stash for the end of the season? You guys think he has a chance to take over this backfield completely?
A chance, sure. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the whole Dumb and Dumber scene. Like, so I've got a chance, you know, like, yeah, so he's got a chance. He's doesn't have the strongest chance. I mean, we know it's going to be Morris or McFadden's backfield. And Rod Smith is just like a dart throw at this point, but worth it.
All right. So he's like, for me, he's in that like Josh Gordon, David Johnson spot, that one last little bench spot that I'm just putting like a prayer in. That's where I'd put Rod Smith, I think.
Yep.
Chris Hogan remains sidelined in practice on Thursday. So not looking like he's going to play this weekend. I mean, the Patriots are going to play Denver. Tom Brady isn't always great in Denver, but with Chris Hogan out, do you guys see anybody particular that you like to see an uptick in usage?
I mean, you're looking at the backs. You look at the backs here. You look at Burkhead. You look at, Deion Lewis is continuing to get work. You know, James White, he leads backs, or actually second, I think, behind McCaffrey and catching passes, catching behind the backfield. So, I mean, you look at those guys to continue to get a boost. They just added Martellus Bennett. He knows the offense. So wouldn't be surprised if I see a couple packages drawn up for him just as soon as this week. So, yeah, I definitely look at boost for The running backs, I haven't really seen it from Cooks. It's been disappointing, especially with Hogan missing. But, you know, Gronk's been very safe, and I think the backs get a boost.
All right, Mike, which Patriot shreds your team's defense this week?
I think it's going to be Cooks. I just have a feeling it's going to be him this week. He seems due to me, but at the same time, I just have always kind of been on board with what he's been doing with that team. It seems to me, I don't know, it just seems to me like he's a special player. He's fast. He gets open. Hogan's not going to be there. I think it's going to be Cooks. I know that there's been a few instances, but I think Cooks has been pretty serviceable all year long.
All right. On the other side of the ball, Emmanuel Sanders upgraded full in Thursday practice. Demaryius Thomas returned to practice on Thursday. So fire those guys up. I think, do you expect big games from them, or are they just guys you got to start because you got to start?
I think those are guys you got to start because they're guys you got to start. I'd hope you're not starting too many Broncos, not until they start getting stuff figured out over there in Denver. It's a scary situation on that offense.
It's nice that you'll have both of them, at least from Denver's standpoint, because you know that the Patriots like to eliminate your best weapon and then go after your weak spot. So at least they've got two decent weapons they're going to have to focus on before they start really going after Brock in the pocket. Should be an interesting game. Julio Jones remained sidelined at Thursday's practice. Don't want to get into this too much because we told you earlier on the Tuesday show he's going to be limited to practice all week. So I'm not super concerned about this. I think it's just rest. He's playing banged up. Any concern you guys, or is this, you know, just normal Julio wear and tear?
Julio's always banged up. I'm not worried about a thing.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't participate, you know, today. You know, it'd be nice if we get to see him get some work in by tomorrow. You know, if not, then I'm going to start to worry. But right now, yeah, I'm not worried. It's Julio.
Yeah, you got to start him. There's always that fear that he's going to be out there as a decoy, but but yeah, if he gets in work tomorrow, you got to feel good about it. Michael Thomas remained limited in Thursday's practice for the Saints. Any concern here, or are he good to go? Fire him up.
I think Michael's he's good Thomas, to go. Man. Yeah.
Yeah, good to go. But how, I mean, it's probably get right game for him. But I mean, man, Michael Thomas has just not been a consistent guy. I mean, and now there's Breeze and just, you know, like that whole offense is just, and maybe it's due to their defense that his defense has stepped up and, you know, haven't had to, you know, Breeze haven't had to bail his team out so often. So maybe that's a lot of it, you know, is where it was in the past. We've seen terrible defenses. Now New Orleans is a top five defense in the fantasy leagues right now. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm thinking. So I'm kind of like feeding, you know, those players, even though it's nice to see him back.
All right. T.Y. Hilton's groin was limited at Thursday practice. This one kind of came out of nowhere. I was a little bit down on Hilton this week anyways, going against the Steelers defense, who has been pretty good at stopping wide receivers. This makes me have a little bit of pause and really considering even putting him in a flex spot this week. I'm just not sure about it. Is that a valid concern?
I wouldn't put him in. I don't see him doing much against that Steelers defense. Last week, he exploded. Last week, he got involved. That was last week. I feel like if you're putting him in this week, you're just chasing points.
Yeah, 100%. Unless you're in a deeper league and you have multiple flexes, I don't really see him as a viable option on a weekly basis. I mean, he's not even really a guy that you can check your matchups on. He you're either leaving him in your lineup and you're hoping to get production from him, or you're just chasing in production, and that's a great way to lose because you chase production, you put him in your lineup this week, he does nothing for you. He does something the following week, he's out of your lineup, and you know, you're just chasing the whole week, the whole time, and it's not a good way to end your season.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I know a lot of people are trying to trade him away. At this point, it's going to be hard to trade him away for those reasons that y'all just mentioned. So if you're stuck starting him, start him and say a couple prayers in Sunday morning. Hope something happens. We mentioned Martellus Bennett claimed on waivers by the Patriots, but the problem was the reason the Packers let him go, he failed to disclose the severity of an injury. So I'm not 100% sure that you'll see him on the field this week in New England. But going forward, this kind of shows to me that maybe they don't have a lot of faith in Dwayne Allen as Gronk's backup. Is he droppable? And would you snag Martellus Bennett if you're a Gronk owner?
I would. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, enough about that. Bills coach Sean McDermott confirmed that Charles Clay knee injury. He's coming back looking good. Hopefully play week 10 against the Saints. And that Buffalo offense has gone through a little bit of change recently. They had a really tough game. They didn't play well, I should say, against the Jets last week. I got to hope they bounce back and get that offensive line going better this week. If Clay's back, you starting him right away, or is it a desperation play? You want to see something out of him first?
I was going to say, I'm starting him right away. I think he's too much of a viable part of that offense to put him on the bench.
Yeah, the team has already been saying, they've been talking about him up for weeks now, and they're saying he's finally looking really good. There's no reason not to keep him in your lineups, especially when right before he got injured, he had 15 points and a touchdown week one. Week two, he dudded, but, you know, week three against Denver, he had 15 points and then 16 points week four, and I believe he got injured week five, so he was going on to having a great, you know, season. He's pretty much a tight end one for you the rest of the season.
All right, so if he's available on waivers, just give you a hypothetical, if he's available on waivers, I'm a guy who's either best starting maybe Hunter Henry, Tyler Croft, Jack Doyle. Should I grab Clay and replace any of those guys this week?
Over Henry.
Yeah.
Henry?
I'd pick him over Henry. I don't know that I'd start him this week, but I think I'd start him over Henry. So, yeah.
All right. That's good insight. CJ Anderson was sick today, held out of Thursday's practice. Dirty job. I'll let you take this one because you've been just telling us that CJ Anderson's going to disappear here. I guess that this is a Jamal Charles, Devontae Booker type of week.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think they're very serviceable this weekend. I think keep an eye on CJ Anderson. I mean, it's an illness. He could bounce back by Sunday. I do not like the Broncos this year. They do not look good. They're getting just beat up on every facet of the football. I don't know that I'd start CJ Anderson if he played, but I really like Jamal Charles and Devontae Booker. I think they're really looking on fire.
Right, and also, I mean, you know, he had an illness today, but he was limited yesterday with an ankle injury, so also something to monitor.
Jordan Reed practiced again on Thursday, so I'm not sure if I'm firing up Vernon Davis this week because maybe Jordan Reed plays, but if I'm desperate, could I play Vernon Davis even if Reed's available or even if Reed's playing?
I don't think so. I think Jordan Reed, when he's out there, he's the target monster. I don't think I really see Vernon Davis being very worthy. I mean, he might catch a couple of passes, but I think when you get to the red zone, you're looking for Reed. I wouldn't.
I think if anything, if you were questioning starting Kirk Cousins over somebody in this bye week, maybe you're missing Ertz, maybe you're missing Carr. It's got to make you feel a little bit better about starting Kirk Cousins, right?
A little bit. Having Reed back, that's his right-hand man. So yeah, I like it.
All right, Devonta Freeman will return to a full practice Thursday. Monitor this situation because he was dealing with some injuries, and that would be a Tevin Coleman uptick for sure. So just keep an eye on that one. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said Dez Bryant will get in a limited practice Thursday. So we're watching this. Dez came out and said the injuries, the ankle and knee thing, wasn't that big of a deal. He was going to be okay. We're still watching Terrence Williams' recovery, and Bryce Butler, I think, was the guy on everybody's mind. Now with Zeke suspended, is Witten more in the conversation? Beasley, if he's available? I mean, are you going all in on the wide receivers here if you can't get a piece of that backfield?
I am, yeah. I like Beasley a lot this week, especially if Bryant's out. If Bryant's back in, then Beasley kind of takes another step back. Jason Witten, he's always a good tight end. He has his off weeks, but to me, he's fairly consistent, especially in the way of tight ends has gone this year. I really like Bryce Butler. I think he's going to be pretty good this year or this week if Dez Bryant sits out. So, yeah, I'm thinking the receivers are going to be a little bit more consistent than that backfield. That backfield has a lot of question marks still.
Yeah, and I just think that you're still looking at you're also looking at Williams. The other player back there, Terrence Williams, he caught 9 balls for 141 yards last game. So, I mean, I think Dez will be fine, but Williams was 9 for 9 last week. So if Dez somehow doesn't, you know, play, I think Williams goes off. I know there's been a lot of talk of Butler, but Williams, he wasn't listed on the injury report today. So I think Butler's is not necessarily the guy to look at more to be keep an eye on Williams.
All right. David Johnson, last piece of news. David Johnson with that wrist issue is having his cast removed Monday. At this point, the timetable becomes rehab and how he feels. So, again, I don't want to get into this too much because most people, if they haven't, you know, already stashed him or he's on waiver wires, he's like that last spot in your bench kind of guy. He's the Josh Gordon, Rod Smith, David Johnson spot where you're just hoping, you're hoping that the things work out and you got yourself a playoff winner, you know, a championship tool. That is it for the news. Guys, we're ready to jump into these Week 10 games and give you the start sits and all the good sleeper picks right now. All right, first game on the docket, New Orleans Saints visit the Buffalo Bills. I think people are always going to be concerned about Drew Brees on the road. Buffalo at home has, I think they're undefeated at home. I think they're 4-0 at home right now. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure. So anybody that you guys particularly like or don't like on that Buffalo side? A lot of people are pretty excited about Kelvin Benjamin in there, but Zay Jones had a pretty good week last week as well.
And so did Deontay Thompson. But I think with Kelvin Benjamin coming out over there, I think he's going to be the guy to watch. He's the deep ball guy, and this is a deep ball defense. I mean, you really can't beat this defense on the ground. You can't beat this defense on the short game. And it's actually pretty tough to throw on them overall. But they do give up a big play every now and again. So I'm actually really excited about Kelvin Benjamin this week.
Would you start him this week straight away?
I would. Confidently.
A little worried about McCoy with what you just said about the Saints defense?
No, I'm not really. I think he has a bounce back week. I think he kind of got game scripted out last week. So I think he has a good bounce back week this week.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely bounced back this week. I'm looking for a huge game from McCoy.
I think this might be one of the games where you kind of feel good about almost everybody on both teams. I'm not sure that you would really sit anyone from either one of these teams.
I'm not starting Kelvin. I need to see it. You know, if Lucas was on the show, he'd say he needs to see the money. You know, he needs to, for them to show him the money. I need to see it from Kelvin Benjamin in this offense. I just like the other guys in this offense, and Taylor doesn't need a huge receiver. He gets it done regardless. So I don't know if Kelvin Benjamin's going to do much.
All right, what about Ted Ginn? He's been doing great as of late. You starting in this week as well?
Yep, keep rolling him on. It's a flex.
Damn right. All right, Green Bay visits Chicago. They just lost to the Lions, got shredded by Matthew Stafford. Can Mitch Trubisky do the same?
No.
That wasn't really a question. That was what they call it. A rhetorical question? I don't know what I'm talking about.
I was just answering. No.
So, okay, everybody's back. Concerned about Green Bay.
Sorry, Nate.
They're concerned about the running back situation, especially. Give me some clarity on this Green Bay running back situation, and who am I starting this week in standard and or PPR?
I don't want to start anyone.
Yeah. Jordan Howard. I think Jordan Howard has himself a good day, but
well, yeah, right.
Other than that, I'm really not excited about anybody else. Jordy Nelson scares me. Davante Adams scares me. That backfield scares me. I like Adams a little bit more than I like anybody else, but it's still not much. That Chicago defense, they're tough. They're really tough at home, and Huntley hasn't gotten it put together yet. So I'm fading everybody on that Green Bay side.
He does favor Adams, though, so I do believe Adams is a pretty decent flex for you this week.
Yeah, I can get on board with that.
Okay. So no like real sleepers in this game.
I mean, you can't trust anyone off of Green Bay. Can't trust their backs. You can't trust anyone that's catching a ball. And then the Bears are, you know, unless they give Trubisky a chance to make more mistakes. You know, I know they tried to last week, you know, but they just need to just let him throw like 50 balls or whatever and see what happens.
I was kind of thinking about it before the show. I was thinking, man, what if they just spent the whole off week, their bye week, just working with him, just getting him ready to really just see what he can do this week. So
I mean, he invested so much in this guy.
I'd like to see it, man. I'd like to see it. But like you said, you can't start guys without some, you know, without with confidence, at least this week, not yet.
No, I mean, it's week 10, you know, I mean, of your, you know, like where you're looking to make the playoffs. It's a pivotal week.
So you got to play it safe. That's what you're saying.
You definitely got to play it safe unless you're, you know, you're already shooing your 7-2, you know, or something like that. You know, you're 8-1, you know, you're better like that. But it's tough, man. It's tough. You got to play it safe if you're like 5-4, you're 6-2. It's a slippery slope if you're in a competitive league.
All right. So if you're on the bubble, would you possibly start Tariq Cohen for a boom or bust?
As a flex. Sure.
All right. Cleveland visits Detroit. This will be a fun game to watch, I think. For if you're a Detroit fan, Matthew Stafford projected as one of the top quarterbacks this week. The defense in Detroit projected as one of the top defenses. I think you start out your skill players in Detroit. Theo Riddick is a guy I've been seeing a lot of questions about. Is he worth a start in a flex in a PPR league this week? He hasn't done a whole lot to really show me the money, as you would say.
No. Nope. Cleveland is ridiculously tough against the run. They're the seventh best defense against the run. I don't think Theo Riddick's good enough to overcome that. I think that Detroit gets it done through the air against Cleveland. Maybe Riddick, I guess, in a desperation play in a PPR, that would be the best I could do.
All right, on the Cleveland side, what if I'm trying to maybe think between, like, maybe I'm still a Crowell owner or a Duke Johnson owner? Who do I pick in this particular thing here? Detroit's a pretty tough defense.
Duke Johnson for me all day. I think Duke Johnson's the guy. I think he's actually going to have a pretty decent day this weekend. Isaiah Crowell, just nothing has impressed me with that guy. I just haven't seen anything that I'm like, yes, this is what I'm into. So it's got to be Duke Johnson for me.
Yeah, who's I agree with him wholeheartedly, everything he said.
You got any sleepers in these games here?
In the Browns game?
Browns or Detroit?
Man.
Josh Gordon.
I mean, Kenny Galladay was practicing Wednesday, albeit in a limited manner. I mean, if he plays, he maybe takes back that number three role.
Look, the quarterback is DeShone Kizer. The guy's not there yet. You know, I'm glad they're giving him an opportunity to make mistakes now. I think it's going to help him out next year. But this is a throwaway year for the Browns. I mean, no one on this team, we're looking at the playoffs. Forget that it's week 10, week 11, week 12, week 13 is around the corner. We're looking at the playoffs right now. You can't start any of these guys in your playoffs. So trade any of these guys you can away that have any sort of value and get something for them.
Cleaning house. I like it. All right, good points. Let's go to the next game. Pittsburgh Steelers visit the Indianapolis Colts. Colts coming off a win against the Houston Texans. I hate to say it, but it happened. So the big questions in this game, Pittsburgh side, people want to know, should they start Juju over a lot of different players? They're also curious if you think Martavius Bryant has his head on straight and has a big game. Both of them, I think, have real potential to have big games. Which one do you like better? And are you really safe starting either one of them?
I like Juju.
I don't. I think Martavis Bryant, to me, this has been a punishment. And this punishment has finally come full term. So he got his bench time. He watched what they could do with that wide receiver too, because that's what Tomlin does. He's like, this is what you get. This is could have been you. Now you get to watch Juju Schuster just rip this place up. Now they're all on the same page. I think Martavis Bryant actually scores a touchdown. I think it gets involved. I'm thinking like 4 catches, 87 yards, and a touchdown is what I'm calling for.
I mean, he hasn't had 4 catches since week 5 against Jacksonville, which he only had 21 yards. He hasn't had a touchdown since week 2 against Minnesota, where he had 3 catches for 91 yards. He's only caught the ball max 5 times against Jacksonville. He's not a part of this team's offense as of right now. Maybe if they don't invest in Antonio Brown, which I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do it, I mean, look at what they, you know, they went and let Mike Wallace go away when Mike Wallace was very much still in the peak of his career, I thought, that, you know, they let him walk for Antonio Brown. Wouldn't I be too surprised, even though it'd be kind of crazy, wouldn't I be too surprised if they let Antonio Brown go because they got Schuster and they got Martavis Brown. So I'm not really buying Martavis right now. In a dynasty, sure. I'd keep him, try to trade for him. But right now, I'm not buying into Martavis at all.
If they let Antonio Brown go, that would be PR suicide for that team.
I mean, they let Wallace go. Wallace was just as good at that point in his career. Just as good.
I just feel like Antonio Brown is more loved by the city than Mike Wallace ever was.
And Mike Wallace has never been as close to Antonio Brown. Come on.
I don't think you're going back and looking at Mike Wallace's numbers. He was a freaking stud. He just doesn't have the personality and charisma as Antonio Brown does. That's bottom line.
I just watched that guy catch balls in triple coverage that Mike Wallace would never catch.
Oh, come on. You gotta go back and look at this guy's games when he was a Pittsburgh Steeler. He was a stud. He was just out of this world when he was on that team.
But
and
not
he was
Antonio
always
Brown.
Good, but he doesn't have, I don't know, the charisma or whatever. He doesn't get commercials, he doesn't get whatever. But Mike Wallace was always a stud. He's slower now. He doesn't have the same tangibles now, but he was a stud. I mean, I'm just saying, they always draft good talent. I would not be too surprised if they let, you know, them go, and because they got young talent. I do think Brian is part of the plan, just not this year at all.
All right, Hoos, you said you like Juju. I want to ask you real quick, because a lot of people have been asking, who do I start? And they're saying Juju in the same sentence as guys like Davis from Tennessee or Robbie Anderson. Those are kind of the question that wide receiver three flex spot. Juju stand out among those types of names for you?
I think he's definitely more talented than those players by far. I love Robbie Anderson. He was high on my list coming into the season. I think he falls in that same range as a fantasy player this season. But overall talent, I think Juju beats those guys. But for fantasy, yeah, he's in that field.
All right. So that's kind of where he's falling. Indianapolis, I think you got to start Jack Doyle. We talked about T.Y. Hilton and what you got to do with him. Do you like Frank Gore or Marlon Mack at all in this game, or is this kind of just stay away from the Colts week?
I like Marlon Mack this week.
Yeah, I mean, if you can stay away, I try to, but if you can't, I still like Gore more than Mack.
LA Chargers visit the Jacksonville Jaguars. We've got the Chargers coming off a bye. I think the guys in question on this game are going to be D.D. Westbrook if he plays. What do you guys know about him, and is he worth a start? Is he a safe start, or is he more of like an upside risk reward kind of guy?
I think he's a bench stash. I wouldn't start him. I mean, we haven't seen what he does against the professional level. He was the number one receiver in the preseason. There was that. So, I mean, it's definitely worth something grabbing onto to look at. But to play him, I think that's just too premature.
Oosh, what do you know about this guy?
Yeah, I mean, the guy is a stud talent. You know, I mean, you just really haven't seen him much this year, but I love the talent. You know, I mean, I think that he can come in and definitely be the best wide receiver out of, you know, off of this team. You know, he showed great, you know, collegiate chops. He had 17 touchdowns last year in Oklahoma. So he's definitely got that. You know, he's fast, you know. So, I mean, he's got a ton of upside. He's definitely worth a bench stash. As Mike was alluding to, but you're not starting him this week. You just can't. But I wouldn't mind it in a DFS. I wouldn't mind it in a DFS at all.
All right. Now, Chargers, Keenan Allen has been very consistent for the most part, not getting the touchdowns. Are you scared at all against this Jacksonville defense? If you have better.
I mean, he's going to see the target. You hope that they you know, he falls in the end zone. He hasn't been doing that, but he's really hasn't. That's not his MO. It's not really his career. I think he's maxed out at 4 touchdowns, maybe, if I'm not wrong. He's a PPR guy, you know, and that's been kind of disappointing from where we would have liked. He's getting the targets, but it just doesn't seem like it's happening for him. He's not getting those 10 receptions, those, you know, 8-7 reception games. Plus yards, plus a touchdown. I still like him, though. You know, I'd still like him. You know, you're starting him every week, obviously.
You throwing Travis Benjamin in there this week, scored the last two games. Do you like it?
No.
What? No?
No, I not against that Jacksonville defense. Heck no. No, thank you. All right. I mean, I agree with Hoos. You've got to start Keenan Allen because you have Keenan Allen, but that's about the only – well, and Melvin Gordon. Right. But I'm not – I'm starting Melvin Gordon, but I'm not happy about it.
Well, we can't all be happy about our starts every week. I'd be happy if I had Melvin Gordon on my team. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd be happy about Melvin Gordon, you know. I mean, I think it's the same way – Melvin Gordon, Carlos Hyde. There are certain players that even though they produce, we're not – that excited about them still. You know, we're just like, we wanted you to do more. Like, you didn't do enough, even though you're still top five. But, you know, we were just hoping for more. And I think it's a really weird year. You know, as far as just guys producing on a consistent basis, we're not having our running backs do that. We're not having our wide receivers do that. You know, it's a weird year, I would say. You know, I don't know if it's just me, you know, even, you know, I don't know.
Speaking of weird things, the New York Jets are playing pretty well this year. We thought they weren't going to, but they faced Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week. You got to think this is another win for them. I know a lot of people have Tampa Bay to win, but don't forget they're missing Mike Evans and they're starting Fitzpatrick. Are there any guys specifically on the Tampa Bay side that you guys are feeling particularly good about with this situation or bad about in this situation who you're just, don't want to start them?
DeSean Jackson. I like DeSean Jackson. Mike Evans won't be out there. He's going to get a lot of action, I believe.
Humphrey.
Yeah, Humphreys, I'd fire him up too in a flex if I was desperate. Like, I think he'd be a decent PPR play.
Yeah, I think you start Braid as well, right?
Yeah, how about Howard? Will you be willing to start Howard this?
No, no.
I think Howard could actually be a good sleeper. I think if I had a sleeper for this game, and I believe Lucas Baldridge also has this guy as one of his deep sleepers for this week. I'm a little interested in O.J. Howard.
Yeah, and I'm just not buying into Howard at all right now. I think I've seen from Hard Knocks, and I've also seen just from the season, you know, albeit small, that Fitzmagic seems to like him some Brate. He seemed to have targeted him the one start that he did have where he posted almost 27 points. And in a six-point touchdown league, that he had a connection with him. He didn't really show that with Howard, albeit Howard wasn't really emerging at the time, so they could have packages for him. So I can see him as a deep sleeper. I like that call, but I really like Brate. I wouldn't be surprised if Brate is leading the team in points scored this week.
All right, on the Jets side, Matt Forte is dealing with some injuries. He's been either limited or out of practice, but, I mean, that bodes well for Bilal Powell and McGuire this week. You start McCown, you start Robbie Anderson. Anybody else in the Jets who's a sleeper you might want to start this week?
Curse and ASJ would be okay plays to me.
Yeah, I guess. Those are sleepers.
All right, they're sleepers, I guess. I mean, that's
just yeah, I mean, I'm not starting those guys, but they're sleepers.
If you had to. All right, Cincinnati visits the Tennessee Titans. Boy, A.J. Green had to pay a penalty, $46,000.
Man.
This just more
what
to
was
my
that about? Well, can we talk about that you know, really briefly? What
yes,
was that about?
What, fight?
It just seemed so arbitrary. Like, it just seemed like it was placed. Like, it seemed like it was designed. I almost want to say the league said, hey, look, man, our ratings are bad. AJ, go hem that guy up. We're going to pay for the fine. You won't get a suspension. We'll make sure you won't get suspended. Even though that deserves a suspension.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But he didn't get suspended, which leads me to believe that the league was behind this. Just my conspiracy theory. Just my theory.
Good, man.
I think AJ Green, to me, like, I think it's just the frustration of being on a losing football team still. I think he's just – I think you saw that boil up. I don't think it was staged, although nothing would surprise me these days. But I just don't think it was. I think that AJ Green's just tired of losing. I think he's going to be a very solid start this week because I think he's going to be playing angry – And I love an angry AJ.
All right, angry AJ. I just want to reiterate to the NFL, conspiracy or not, I think you should take these player fines because nobody really knows where the money goes. You should have a raffle. At that game, everybody that sat in the 300 or 400 level automatically entered into the raffle. If there's a penalty or a fine paid because of something done in that game, you raffle off that money to one lucky person.
I love it.
You could change somebody's life.
Instead of all of that, they should just give it to Rob.
There you go. Just donate it to our cause. anybody on Tennessee, you really – I mean, this DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry thing, like, if you got them both – Are you starting one or the other? Start both. Yeah. Okay. I don't feel good about that because I feel like I'm going
to – I don't feel good about it, but I have them on two teams. I have them both on two teams. And whenever I choose one, it's never right. Never right. So I'm starting them both. I've started them both, and it's been okay. I get a win. But whenever I just chose one of them, it's been very disappointing. So I'm starting them both. I'm hedging, and you know that's the end of it for me.
You're playing red and black at the roulette wheel, and gonna basically break even.
Break even. Yes.
Hoping everyone else does what they're supposed to do.
You feel good about Mariota this week, though, against Cincinnati defense?
No. I'm not really confident about that passing attack. I think Derrick Henry is probably the running back here to run this week. I definitely would not run both of them. I can see the philosophy behind that. I just don't see, like Kusa saying, I mean, it's one or the other. You just got to get the right one. It's kind of like picking a Patriot backfield. If you get the right one, you win. You do really well. You get the wrong one, you're sitting there staring at 2 to 3 points going, damn it. But to me, just that Cincinnati Bengals defense, they're another for real defense that is very tough to score against. I'm fading Rashad as hard as it is to say. Corey Davis is looking like he's going to get some production, but I'm not excited about this matchup.
All right, last question, Mixon. I am not feeling good about Mixon. That offensive line is not giving him anything to do with. Boy, I'm thinking about sitting him this week. Smart idea or is that stupid?
I think this is Mixon's breakout week for me. I think he just runs up the score. I know it's crazy, but Tennessee, you can run against him. You can pass against him. You can beat Tennessee.
Right.
All right. We'll see. All right. Minnesota, Washington. So we talked a little bit about Washington, maybe getting Jordan Reed back, feeling better about Kirk Cousins, but that Minnesota defense is tough. Please, what not be a loud phone? Just a sec. The phone is really loud.
Is that your bat line?
Yeah, it's the house phone. It's really loud. All right, let me go back.
Do you have a house phone?
Right?
Yeah, dude. Got to.
Why?
The 1980s called. They want their phone back.
Yeah, like you actually paid for a house phone.
It's the package. I use it all the time.
No, but you had to pay for the phone. You didn't have a phone. You didn't have a house phone. You had to go out and buy a house phone.
No, I've had a house phone forever. It's old as hell.
Oh, okay. You got like one from the 70s. All right, cool.
Yeah. No, I have one from, it's great. Wireless and everything. It's one of the first wireless ones. Thanks. Zach Morris size. All right. Minnesota travels to Washington. Minnesota coming off the bye. I think most people are pretty excited about what McKinnon can do this week. I think they're pretty excited about what Jordan Reed can do if he's in. But are there any players on either side of this that you're just not feeling good about, or some sleepers that maybe have a breakout game? This might be a pretty defensively minded game.
That's kind of where I'm leaning on it. I think it's going to be a big defensive matchup. I don't think there's going to be a lot of points scored here. I like McKinnon. I like Diggs because Diggs is going to be back. I like Thielen, I guess. I mean, I'm starting all those guys. On the Washington side, I'm a little bit less excited. I mean, there's that Minnesota defense is tough to throw against. So you're going to have, Rhodes Island. He's going to probably be on Doxson if Crowder remains out. So I don't know. To me, Rob Kelly might be worth a play. He scored a couple times last week, so that's what did okay. I think he'll actually get some yardage and maybe a touchdown this week.
Yeah, that's what he needs is the yardage. I don't know if he broke I don't even broke 10 yards last week. It was a rough.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So who's give me some sleepers. Give me some names in this game that you like.
Oh, man, it's tough to give you a sleeper from this game. I would say Ryan Grant, maybe. You know, I've called Ryan Grant on my Twitter like several weeks, not several, maybe like two, you know, and he's been fine in a deep league. But other than that, he doesn't give you more than 6-7 points in a PPR deep league, which is fine in like a 16 team or something like that, because, you know, you're not really asking for much from your flex. But other than that, I mean, these are not good teams. I mean, Chris Thompson is, you know, leading the team in, you know, catches, I believe.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's, you know, and they didn't really feature him much last week. Maybe they feature him more this week. You know, they should. I don't know why they ever go away from the guy. He's the best player on the team. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, I think Mike is, you know, pretty right. It's going to be a defensive, you know, game. I think it'll start off that way at least. I think by the end of it, though, you'll see guys like Chris Thompson, Diggs, Thielen, Rudolph, and even McKinnon, you know, McKinnon, maybe even Latavius scores here. So, yeah, I think at the end of the game, I think people will end up being pretty happy with the fantasy plays that they started.
I say start both kickers. I like the kickers in this game.
Yeah.
That is my idea. Love that is my idea. I wrote that idea down before the show. I don't take a lot of show.
Fire them up.
Yep, I put start the kickers in this one. And you know where I wrote it down, guys? I wrote it down in my newamsterdam.com notebook. And this is why. Because the notebook looks good, first of all. It's rugged as hell.
It's perfect.
I'm going to do my draft notes and stuff for next year in this notebook. And I'm going to feel fine about having it for months and months. And it's going to be – the cover's not going to come off. The pages aren't going to get torn out. This thing is tough. These are great notebooks from newamsterdam.com. These are a notebook that you're going to grab with your keys, wallet, and phone as you walk out the door each morning. Write down all your good ideas, all your dreams, all your goals, all your fantasy stashes, all those little things you want to note down and never forget. The notebook's going to last for a long time, and you can get them at newamsterdam.com. Newamsterdam.com notebooks are the first step in your ideas becoming successes. So write down all those good ideas you have so you can act on them later. Visit newamsterdam.com, K-N-E-W, amsterdam.com. Place an order today.
Yeah, just don't steal any of my sleepers or anything. I'm watching you, Steve.
I thought we were friends, man. I thought we shared.
Hey, man. Sharing is not caring in fantasy. There is no caring in fantasy.
All is fair in love and war, not fantasy.
Exactly.
All right. You two. Let's get into this Houston LA Rams game. The Houston Texans visit the Rams. I'm not liking Houston this much in this game. I hope that Tom Savage gets a little bit more, you know, just has a week of practice to get things together.
Right.
But I don't feel good about Will Fuller yet again. I think you're starting your regular guys on Houston. Rams, the big question that everybody's talking about is Robert Woods must start every week. Like, where does he fall for you guys in terms of, like, wide receiver two, wide receiver three? Is he a flex start? Is he a must start every week now?
He's a wide receiver two for me. I mean, I think he's getting the production. Wow. I think on this Rams team, I might even start the water boy because I think they're going to put up about 55 points on this Houston defense.
Sammy Watkins week?
I think so. Yeah, I think he'll get in the touchdown. I think he'll get about 70 yards. I think Robert Woods, I mean, I think there's going to be plenty of points to go around for all the Rams.
I like Robert Woods. It just seems to be, you know what? And we had the mail sack yesterday, and, you know, we had a caller that said, whoever suggested start Robert Woods, thank you. And I think I was really high on Robert Woods last week. Not for any reason, but they seem to have like a roulette, like a Russian roulette with their. It's not even a Russian roulette thing. It's like Woods will get his points. Kupp will get his points the week after. Watkins will get his points the week after. So it just seems to be like that's the thing. Now, Woods does lead the team in target and catches, I believe, but I would not be surprised at all if it's a Kupp week. Not at all. And we see more. I think Woods still is solid. He's a solid play. He's a wide receiver three for me, not a two. but he's a very solid flex. I think we're going to see kind of a down game from, not down, but not what he did last week. I like it to be a Cup week this week. Even though it sucks I'm playing against Cup this week, I think he's going to do well, though.
Dirty Jobs, you agree with this analysis? You like Woods a little bit more?
I like I said, I like them all. I feel like they've been, you know, they'll get you those few catches for X amount of yards if they don't put the biscuit in the basket. So, to me, I mean, I'm fine with playing these guys. Maybe not wide receiver two level, but I feel like this is also going to be a Woods week. I think Cup's going to get plenty. I think Sammy Watkins will squeeze in there for one. Todd Gurley, of course, will be getting his. So, to me, I don't know. I just feel like the Rams have just been so productive, and they're putting up so many points. It's hard to fade
them. They're fun to watch. They're fun to watch, that's for sure.
All right, in Houston, Fuller, if you haven't dropped him, is he a sit until he does it again kind of guy, or are you thinking maybe he's going to do it this week?
No, I can't play Fuller.
I can't play Fuller either.
All right, I didn't think so. Dallas, the Zeke-less Dallas against Atlanta Falcons, who should be at full strength. We got to watch the injury report about Julio and Freeman, but the Zeke-less Dallas team, we talked about them a little bit. So you may be looking at Bryce Butler if Dez and Williams can't go, Beasley, Witten, make good options. The backfield is what everybody wants to know about. And I know it's really hard to predict, split. But just give me, you just say a split. Yeah. So if I have one or the other, I'm starting them no matter what. If I have both, am I starting them both?
No, I'd start Alfred Morris. To me, that's the only guy I'm confident knowing that he's going to probably get some production because he is the official starter. They don't like to do a three-headed monster, but they're going to. Darren McFadden's going to get his. They're going to. There's no doubt.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, and then Rod Smith. So, to me, Alfred Morris is the better back in that backfield. I think he'll predominantly take that thing over. But, to me, he's the only guy we're starting this week.
Yeah, I mean, you start Morris, but you're hoping for, I think you have to kind of hope for maybe like 11 points to give you more than great. But I think that's going to kind of be his ceiling for week one, just because I do think that they're going to work in all of these guys to see what they have in real game time. And all of these guys have had moments when they're look good. Darren McFadden's been a top 10 guy in the past. Alf Morris has had a great preseason. You know, Rod Smith has looked good spelling. So, I mean, all of these guys are good. They don't have a Zeke now. So I think it's going to be a real mess. And unfortunately, I don't think there's going to be one huge winner. There's no Zeke replacement out of this backfield.
This is like, you know, we were talking a little bit about like gambling analogies. This is kind of like the three-card Monty, right? You got a piece of gold somewhere in there, but you're going to have to really watch and see which card it's under and which one ends up being the guy. So you're saying start Morris this week with slight confidence, but wait until it all shakes out to see who you really want to go with. All right. I don't think there's any questions about what Falcons you're starting. You're starting your Falcons. That's it. You got to, right?
Keep all your skill eye on Freeman. That's the only warning.
You're sitting Taylor Gabriel. You're starting Sanu. You're starting Julio. All the usual suspects.
All right, the Giants visit San Francisco. Is this the week, Hussein, that the Giants finally get the big win number two?
No.
Wow.
I'm a Giants fan.
Wow. I mean, I'm true, at least. You know, like, I'm very much like, you know, Mike, you know, Dirty Jobs here. You know, I know my team. I understand what we are. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. We're bad. You know, at this point, we should just only be looking to see what we have out of our team, out of our young guys. And unfortunately, we have a coach that's trying to save his job, which just leads to bad things. I mean, even, you know, everyone on the team came out and said that I don't want to say everyone, but there was reports that basically said that a lot of players gave up on the coach, and with good reason. I mean, the guy's been bad. We've been calling for his head for weeks on end. I'm surprised that he still has a job. You know, I think he's just a good coordinator at best, you know, and even that took a long time for it to happen. It's just not, you know, we don't have the Eagles offense where we could play in this high West Coast offense or something like that. It was not mimicked by that. we were plagued by injuries, all this other stuff. We're bad. You know, we're not going to win this week.
I disagree. I think Orleans Darkwa has a good game. I think Sterling Shepard has a good game. I'm starting Eli Manning. I'm starting Evan Ingram.
Oh, man.
The San Francisco, I don't really feel like they're going to, like, you see a huge decline from week five when they were staying competitive. But now that I think they know that they're not going to be competitive, I don't know that they're going to really move the ball a whole awful lot trying to win. I think they're going to be going for that first round draft pick. Something I've been thinking about that I wonder if they would do that I think would be kind of a sneaky move is not play Garoppolo at all this whole entire season. Like, nope, he's just not ready for the system. Keep that hype and speculation about him without having to see what he does on that team. And then get that first round pick, grab a quarterback, trade Garoppolo for a bigger piece. I could totally see Kyle Shanahan moving an offense like that.
Who's, I want to ask you real quick, Tavares King, any value in a sleeper at all? This guy on the Giants?
No, you can't trust him in a deep league. Sure. But I mean, this is not Giants team. I mean, we lost three of our top receivers.
Right.
Sterling Shepard is not a number one. He's a number two, but he's not a number one. So anybody that's excited that Sterling Shepard, oh, he's the only receiver. Somebody's got to catch the ball. Yeah, somebody's got to catch the ball. It's called Evan Ingram. And, I mean, you know, aside from that, there's no one really exciting on this team. You know, I know Mike was talking about, you know, the other team, you know, possibly shooting for a high draft pick. I think it's going to be the Giants that's shooting for it. I mean, they even came out and said that they're going to look at other quarterbacks on the team. They're saying Eli is still the starter. They have to respect him enough to say that he is a MVP. You know, he is an MVP. He is a, well, not, you know, the Super Bowl MVP. He is a, you know, a two-time Super Bowl winner. He is a Hall of Fame player. But they did come out and say that they might take a look at their other quarterbacks, which are bad. We don't have good quarterbacks at all. But they're still willing to take a look at it. That just goes you to show we want to lose because we want to get a good quarterback.
It's a fantasy stay away situation, I think.
100%. I'm completely away from this team.
I'm not. I'm starting some Giants.
I like CJ Beathard to continue giving, you know, Hyde, you know, the targets. Hyde's been great in PPR leagues. He's a guy that I actually targeted, just off his PPR value. I hope they continue to sit Garoppolo, because Garoppolo, I don't know if he'll check down as much. So I do think they're in that same lose mode as well, but this is just not a game that you want to watch.
All right. Let's move on. Sunday night game, New England at Denver. We've talked about it a little bit. Don't think you're really benching any New England guys. If you had to pick a running back to emerge this week, would you take a wild guess and just give me somebody, Dirty Jobs?
You know who I'm picking. Deion Lewis.
All right.
Gonna go Burkhead.
You like Burkhead this week?
Yeah, I like Burkhead. He looked good week two when he hasn't been healthy, right? So, I mean, he's healthy now. Week two, he was healthy. He had double-digit points. He's healthy now. He had double-digit points. I like Rex Burkhead. They paid him money. I think he's the second highest-paying running back on the team, and he's healthy now. So I like him rest of season, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him being a RB2 rest of season for you.
Is Gillislee just out? He's just out now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't shown. He's at the opportunity. So right. He had the opportunities and he just didn't show improve. Not to all say right. The line is good. The line is horrible, but he still hasn't shown improve. So,
okay. I think you start New England defense against this Denver team, but they are at home. So any sleepers, any value besides the wide receivers there and maybe Booker in a PPR league?
That would be about where I'd lean is Booker.
Derby?
Yeah, Derby. To an extent, I mean, Brock Osweiler loves his tight end, but you know who else knows that? Bill Belichick. So,
right.
To me, that would be the guy I would isolate if I was him. That would be the guy I'd want to shut down, and that seems to be the Belichick way. So,
right, or that whole area, just that short area.
Yeah.
So backs, Derby, and then prove it to me with the other guys that you have.
Yep.
Mm.
I like that.
No Belichick dream this week, Mike?
Nope, not this week. He must be pretty happy with me.
Yeah. I want you to have a dream about Andy Reid. I bet that would be a real interesting story.
Me and Andy Reid playing chess.
Yes, in diapers. I think that'd be a real interesting dream.
With the bonnets. We'd have to have the bonnets, too.
Oh my God. I'm going to need therapy after hearing that story. All right, your Monday night game, your Monday night football, Miami visits Carolina. Miami looked a lot better than they had last week. Can they continue this week against a very tough Carolina defense? How are you feeling about Miami's skill players, the running backs?
Man, and that game. I was at that game doing – I was trying to, put together some sort of a tailgating party for Sleeper Wire, but it was rainy. It was rainy that night. But, man, that was a good game. I don't think we're going to see more of it, though, because Miami is just bad. I think Jay Cutler's bad as well. But it was a great game to watch.
Uh-huh.
Fun. I think it was the best game of Miami's season. Glad I was there. But I just don't think we're going to see more of it. Miami's they're just pretty bad. I don't see, them continuing. Well,
Julius Thomas came out of that game good. Is he worth a start this week, or you not going to continue?
No.
You know what? I think if you're starting him, you're going to be disappointed. I like what he was able to do, and they did come off of – well, it wasn't a bye, but it felt like a bye, at least for Cutler. Maybe they figured that out for Cutler. Like, hey, this is going to be your guy. These are going to be your other guys. And maybe that works for him in the future. But I don't know. I can't buy that. I just can't buy that. So, no, I'm still fading him. I think he's worth the stash 100%, though. You pick him up 100%.
All right. My question about the Carolina side is Jonathan Stewart. I dropped him if I had him. If anyone does have him, are they starting him? Because to me, it looks like it's McCaffrey's job now.
After those two fumbles, I don't think I could start him. That's got to look bad. That with Christian McCaffrey out there rocking it, no, I can't start him.
How about the tight end in Carolina? Tight ends had pretty good success against Miami last week with Jarrett Cook. You want to roll out the Carolina tight end this week?
Dixon?
I
think I'd feel pretty good about that move. Who's?
If you're stuck, I just imagine you could at least. I mean, I'd imagine if you've been listening to us, you have Croft on your team, so you can play Croft over Dixon or something like that.
All right. Anybody else like Curtis Samuel jump out to you this week at all? Kind of got involved last week.
Yeah, I actually like Samuel to get more involved this week. I think a lot of people were probably dumped him last week thinking that he'd get involved. But again, he hasn't really played much of the year. They're just starting to see him produce. Well, not produce, but play. He's a multi-role guy. He's very much like a Tyreek Hill. If they can use him in that capacity, he's a very safe wide receiver too. Rest of the season if they can figure that out for him. But he definitely has that type of talent, and he definitely can do that type of role. They just have to figure it out.
He might be a good, playoff push stash kind of guy, especially with Gregson coming back. That opportunity might be very valuable in the fantasy playoffs, right?
Yeah, he's fast. He should be. I mean, he really should be. It's just if, the coaching staff can put together packages to exploit teams for him to do that, because he definitely has the talent. I follow Jordan Rodrigue on Panthers. She's a Panthers beat reporter, and she's always talking about the guy.
She's not talking about routes, is she?
No, but you know what? She probably was. If I can't think about of that conversation, but I don't know if she was talking about his routes, but that guy's good. I think she was probably talking about Kevin Benjamin or something, though. But but no, that guy's he's a talented guy, and I think Jordan knows her stuff too.
I don't disagree. I was just making a joke. Yeah. All right, so that is it for the Week 10 games. We hope we gave you some good start sit, some good stashes, and some good sleepers. Coming up next, though, the Dirty Jobs Player of the Week. It's time for the Dirty Jobs Player of the Week. This is not necessarily a guy that forgets to bathe, but this is a guy that you can feel good about because he's going to get in the trenches, he's going to do work, he's going to bust his ass, and he's going to get some points for you in fantasy. So if you're in desperation mode, or you just need a guy to fill up that last flex position because you got a lot of guys on bye, this is Dirty Jobs' pick for his player of the week. Who you got, Dirty Jobs?
Okay, so I know everybody's looking at this Robbie Anderson guy going saying, hey, like, this is the guy. But I think everybody forgot about Jermaine Kearse over there in old New York. And I just feel like it's going to be his week. He still has that rapport. I feel like they're going to start kind of fading on Robbie Anderson a little bit tougher. Yes, that Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense is bad, but they can contain one receiver usually fairly well. And I don't think they're going to be on Kearse. I think it's going to be a huge game for him this week. So I'm rocking him out there. I'm rocking him out there in a few daily leagues.
In a daily league, sure, but I'm going to pull a Great Debates right now on you and give you a rebuttal that I don't think that... I mean, Robbie Anderson has been... He's scored double-digit points, what, now 4 weeks in a row now?
He's been hot, but that, like I said, they're going to have to change things up because he's going to get the coverage this week.
I don't know.
I'm calling it.
Anderson. We've never had somebody disagree. Like, this is Dirty Jobs' segment, and who's just like, hang on a second. I'm going to make this into my segment as well.
I'm going to make it to a Great Debates.
He's going to clean it up in here a little bit.
Oh, man. It's good. So the Jermaine Kearse, whoever's side of the, you know, I mean, who's got his style of playing? Dirty Jobs got his style of playing. You've listened to the show enough. You know which guys you listen to more of. So that is the Dirty Jobs Player of the Week. We're going to see how it did come Tuesday. That is it, though, for the show today. I want to thank you all for listening. Don't forget, today's show was sponsored by NewAmsterdam.com. Because have you ever had a great idea, but you forgot it by sundown? Maybe you were drinking or something. You wrote it down on a napkin. It ended up in the laundry. It's happened to all of us. Get the sleek, never forget notebook from newamsterdam.com and never lose those inspirations again. Never lose those phone numbers again. Also, stylish notebooks that'll hold the jumping off points to all your successes. Go to newamsterdam.com today, KNEW Amsterdam.com. Check them out. And head over to the sleeperwire.com webpage for our rankings, our podcast, and submit questions to us through the site. We try to answer you in 24 hours or less. Also, please support our cause. Make a donation to Rob's Treatments for Chronic Lyme Disease. If we ever help you win a week, we give you a good player to start, get you some points, help us beat this disease. Any donation amount you can do will help. We appreciate it. Rob appreciates it. And that's why we do this show. The 12 champions of the Sleeper Wire are all online all the time and happy to help you anytime. Join the Sleeper Wire channel on the Sleeperbot app and find us under the names at Dirty Jobs. If you want to talk to Mike, at Prophet Hoos. If you want to talk to Hussein, and just at Sleeper Wire. If you just want the general group, you'll also find us on Twitter at the Sleeper Wire Show and on Facebook at Sleeper Wire Show. Also on Fantasy Life app, same usernames there. That is it. Guys, don't forget, tune in to the live Blitz show Sunday morning. We start at 11:30, taking live calls and questions. Starts at questions day of football for about an hour 15 minutes before kickoff. So Dirty Jobs is on that show, and we'll have a special guest this week probably. Mike, awesome. Prophet, thanks for doing the show with me today, and good luck in week 10.
Absolutely. You, right back at you, buddy.
You're gonna need it, especially after you lost to the Browns last week.
All right. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. Have a great weekend.
The champions from the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Show will help you win your fantasy football championship. Sleeper Wire, Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Sleeper Wire.